From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the liberation of Ramadi runs into difficulty. Iraqi forces continue meeting resistance as they try to tighten their grip on the provincial capital Ramadi, wrested from Islamic State control this week. The Iraqis are said to be encountering pockets of resistance and sporadic attacks. James Jeffrey is a former diplomat now at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
We've seen this before in battles such as Tikrit and to some degree Beji, which go back and forth. This city is primarily under the control of Iraqi forces at this point. They have a huge numerical superiority. They hold terrain, and while only a small percent of their forces are good in attacking ISIS, most of the forces in there can hold terrain once they've gotten in there. So they're just going to continue squeezing the ISIS people, and they will eventually be driven out.
There are also concerns the militants will try to hide among Ramadi's population. More than 50 families trapped inside the city said IS fighters use them as human shields. The outgoing UN envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, says the country has an unstoppable momentum toward being stable and secure.
I believe that Somalia in the last 2.5-3 years has made significant political progress and has also made some reasonable security progress as well. And so I am optimistic that in 2016 there is an unstoppable momentum now.
Kay told VOA Somalia has managed to convert a dream of being a federal Somalia into reality. The country now has 5 interim regional administrations and federal member states, which he says brings government and accountability closer to the people. Elections scheduled in the new year. This is VOA News. The mayor of Brussels has canceled the Belgian capital's annual New Year's Eve celebration over concerns of possible terror attacks. He said it's impossible to screen all of tens of thousands who were expected to turn out for fireworks and other festivities. Meanwhile, Paris has tightened security but says it will proceed with its New Year's Eve celebration. And thousands of police officers will be guarding the massive New Year's celebration in New York City's Times Square, but authorities say there are no specific credible threats to New York or any other U.S. cities. The U.N. Refugee Agency Wednesday said more than 1 million refugees and migrants braved the high seas this year, seeking sanctuary in Europe from war and poverty. Adrian Edwards is the spokesman of the U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees.
This is a staggering increase over just 12 months. At the end of 2014, we had 219,000 arrivals on the Mediterranean to Europe. That was already a record. This is almost 5 times that level. In addition, tragically, we're also seeing an increase in the number of deaths. Almost 4,000 lives lost in 2015.
Europe is in the midst of the biggest mass migration since the Second World War. Meanwhile, a German newspaper says Germany will have registered just over 1 million migrants by year's end, 5 times more than last year. Voters went to the polls in Central African Republic Wednesday at a much-delayed election that many hope will end nearly 3 years of sectarian violence. There were no serious clashes or irregularities reported. Some among the tens of thousands of refugees also cast ballots, including Abdul Karim Carvalho at a refugee camp in Cameroon.
Now, today, you can see everybody is so excited because we need change in our country. So the situation whereby Central African Republic came today to install our new president. So we need changes in our country.
Nearly 2 million were registered to vote, choosing among some 30 presidential candidates and a host of those seeking office in the legislature. The U.S. is urging Ethiopia to free all journalists detained by the state and stop using its controversial anti-terror law to silence dissent. A National Security Council spokesman said Wednesday the U.S. is, quote, deeply concerned by the recent arrests of other journalists in Ethiopia. He urged the government to free journalists and all others in prison for exercising their right to free expression. In the Philippines, at least one soldier and 8 gunmen were killed in clashes Wednesday between security forces and al-Qaeda-linked militants believed to be holding foreign hostages. The clash occurred at the remote southern island Jolo, where gunmen from the Islamist militant group Abu Sayyaf are believed to be holding 2 Canadians, a Norwegian, and a female Filipina. The status of the hostages, unclear. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.